With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More Americans filed unemployment claims last week, but the labor market remains healthy and layoffs relatively low. U.S. applications for jobless benefits rose by 11,000 to 219,000 for the week ending February 1st. That's according to the Labor Department. At the 73rd Annual National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump called on Americans to bring God back into their lives.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be. So let's bring religion back. Let's bring God back into our lives.
The president joined the decades-old Washington tradition that brings together a bipartisan group of lawmakers for fellowship. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate expected to vote today to confirm Russell Vogt as director of the White House Office of Management and Budget Affairs. Bob Agnew has more.
Vogt could expect no support from Democrats after they boycotted his committee vote altogether and all voted against advancing his nomination on Wednesday. Democrats are outraged over an OMB memo last month that ordered a temporary pause in the disbursement of loans, grants, and other financial assistance to study whether the spending falls in line with President Trump's agenda. That memo has since been rescinded by the White House. Vogt served in the same capacity during President Trump's first term. Bob Agnew reporting.
Jameson Greer, President Trump's choice to be the top U.S. trade negotiator, has a confirmation hearing today before the Senate Finance Committee. Wall Street is mixed as gains for fashion brands and cigarette makers help offset drops for Ford Motor and Qualcomm following their latest profit reports. The Dow is down 135 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 28. This is SRN News. Religious freedom activists have a message for Washington.
They are calling on President Trump and the new Congress to include protection of conscience among their foreign policy goals. The International Religious Freedom Summit concluded in the nation's capital this week with the hope that the new administration will use its influence to try and curb the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities around the world, a crisis that is worse now than at any time in recent memory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufed Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting Free Palestine when officers arrested him and later told investigators that he felt affected by events in the Middle East. This is SRN News. When these experienced climbers took on Mount Washington, the highest peak in the Northeast, they bit off a little more than they could chew.
The two women had to be rescued after an hours-long ordeal. They got caught in a whiteout and stuck in waist-deep snow about 5,000 feet up the mountain. They dialed 911 for help. A nine-member rescue team drove a snowcat vehicle up the mountain's auto road. Rescuers then snowshoed their way to the hikers, both of whom suffered some frostbite but are otherwise okay. At 6,288 feet, New Hampshire's Mount Washington is famous for its extreme weather. Rich Thomason reporting.
Dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu. It's different from the version that has spread in herds since last year. The new virus version, known as D1.1, found in cattle, has been linked to severe infections in the U.S. and Canada. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.